And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Yuki Butcher Mystery Continues. Our life became somewhat complicated, and the mystery constantly deepened when Yuki lost his memory. He had been confined to the hospital for a while, and then we discovered that he had been called for by someone who claimed to be his mother. However, Yuki doesn't have a mother. He's been an orphan since he was a year old. Now Yuki has disappeared. Sparky and I have been trying to get some clue as to where we might contact our friend of the lost memory. And then Mayor Plumfront came rushing into the house with the newspaper. And was he ever excited? Listen.
Boy, Mayor, what's wrong? What's going on? What's got you so excited?
What's got me so excited? What's got me so excited, he says. I'll tell you what's got me so excited. It's this here newspaper. Oh, Buster, take a look on the society page of this here newspaper.
Well, for goodness sakes, Mayor, don't tell me you're excited about something that's on the society page.
Oh, am I ever. Of course I'm excited about what's on the society page. Wait till you see it. You'll be excited, too. Here. Just wait till I turn to the society page, and I'll spread it out here in the coffee table for you. Here it is. Here. Now take a look at this. Now, what do you see?
I see a picture of a lady and her little boy and his nurse. Oh, it's a picture of Mrs. Saxpool. That's the lady Yuki Butcher rescued from the fire.
Hey, no kidding, let's see.
Well, just read what it says there.
Let's see. Mrs. Abercrombie B. Saxpool, her 6-year-old son Eugene, and nurse are shown at Union Terminal as they were about to board their train, which will take them to Mrs. Saxpool's private summer home on Las Wigand Island in Lake Michigan, for a summer vacation. Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, look at Mrs. Abercrombie B. Saxpool's son, Eugene. You see anything odd?
Well, he's wearing a straw hat and a velvet Lord Fauntleroy suit with a big white lace collar. Looks a little big for such an outfit, if you ask me. Oh, no. Oh, no! This little boy isn't a little boy.
It's Yuki.
Yuki Butcher. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Yuki Butcher dressed up like a little 6-year-old kid.
Wait a minute. Let me examine this picture. Huh. What do you think, Sparky?
Oh, that little boy is Yuki, all right. But why is he dressed up like that?
I don't know.
You don't know. I'll tell you why he's dressed up like that. Because he's Yuki Butcher. That's why. The dumb snoot.
He's just dressed up like a little sissy. Yuki isn't a little sissy. He isn't even a little boy. He's a grown-up man.
Lad, in all the years I've known Yuki Butcher, and that's close on to 23 years now, I've learned that there is just no telling what he's liable to do next.
Well, Mayor, you can't blame Yuki for this. After all, you've got to remember, Yuki has lost his memory.
That's right, Mayor. He doesn't know that he isn't a little boy.
What do you mean he doesn't know that he's not a little boy? Whether he's got his memory or not, he still ought to have enough sense to know he's a grown-up man. I still say Yuki's a dumb snoot. A D-U-M-M-S-N-O-O snoot, dumb snoot, memory or no memory.
Well, just the same, Mayor, it stands to reason Yuki didn't have anything to do with dressing up in that getup.
What do you mean he didn't have anything to do with dressing up in that getup? He is dressed up in it, ain't he?
Well, yes, but I sincerely doubt if it was his idea.
Well, now, what makes you say that?
Well, Mayor, why in the world would Yuki, whether he remembers his past or not, want to dress up like a little boy 6 years old?
Well, that's a good question.
Hey, Big John, I just got an idea.
What?
Well, here's stuff to think of this. Maybe Yuki has just gotten back part of his memory.
Part of his memory? What do you mean by that?
Well, maybe he still does, maybe he only got part of his memory back, and the part that makes him remember his childhood, see? And so, if he just remembers his childhood, he thinks he is just a little boy.
You mean maybe Yuki really thinks that he is a little kid 6 years old?
Sure. Wouldn't that be a reason why Yuki would dress up like a little kid?
Well, that's possible. What do you think, Buster?
Yeah, it's possible, but look, that brings us right back to Mrs. Saxpool. She knows Yuki isn't a little boy. Why would she allow him to dress up like that?
Well, maybe she figures the best way to treat Yuki, I mean, when he's in that condition, you know, is to humor him along. You know, like they do to a guy when he's loony. And if anybody's loony, Yuki is.
No. I doubt that.
Well, fine, Big Chuck. What do you think?
Well, look, here's the way I figure it. Mrs. Saxville went to the hospital and took Yuki home with her. Now, we can take that much for granted, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Now, on top of that, since the hospital report says that Yuki was taken home from the hospital by his mother, we can also be reasonably sure that when Mrs. Saxville called for Yuki at the hospital, she said that she was his mother. Right?
Right.
Yeah, check.
So, what can we gather from that?
Church me, what can we gather from that?
Just this. For some strange reason, Mrs. Saxville actually thinks Yuki is her child. And on top of that, she also thinks he is a mere boy of 6 years. What do you think?
I don't know. Why would anybody think such a thing?
Well, I don't know. Why does anybody with strange ideas have them?
Well, I ask my question first, Buster. You answer that one, and I'll try to answer yours. But if you ask me, it all boils down to the fact that Yuki does a lot of mighty strange and unpredictable things, that's all.
Well, I still say the reason Yuki is dressing up like a little boy is because he's only gotten back part of his memory. I mean, the part that makes him remember when he was a little boy, and that's why he dresses like that.
Well,
I mean, he really thinks he is a little boy. Now, that's...
Yeah, you could be right. But I still say that if that were the case, Mrs. Saxville wouldn't allow Yuki to dress like he does.
Well, he is dressing up like a little boy, and she's allowing it. Now, the question is why?
Because, Mayor, it's just like I said. Mrs. Saxville is the one who thinks Yuki is a little boy, and Yuki, not having any memory, just thinks that the clothes he is wearing are the natural things to wear, so he wears them.
And the more you talk, Buster, the more I think you might be right. You know, Mrs. Saxville, being the wealthy widow she is, I know quite a lot about her and her family.
Well, what do you know about her?
Well, she and her husband, the late Abercrombie B. Saxville, they only had one child, you know, and that was a girl. And she must be about 20 years old now. She's over in Europe studying music.
Yeah.
Well, it's a pretty well-known fact that there was always one thing Mrs. Saxville always wanted, and that was a little boy.
Uh-huh. There you are. That's the answer.
What are you talking about? What's the answer?
Mrs. Saxville has always wanted a little boy, so she has probably adopted Yuki as a reward for saving her life.
Why would she make Yuki dress like a 6-year-old kid?
Mrs. Saxville is probably eccentric, and now that she has a son, at least an adopted one, she wants him to be a little boy, the little boy that she always wanted, so she dresses up Yuki to look like one.
That just might be the case, just might be.
Oh, I'd almost be willing to bet, if I were a betting man, that that's the situation. Sure, it's gotta be. It figures.
Well, I know this. We can't let Yuki going around thinking he's a little kid only 6 years old. We've gotta help him get his memory back.
Yeah, I agree with you. And by dressing him up like a 6-year-old, Mrs. Saxville isn't going to be any help. We can see that.
If anything, Buster, it'll keep him from getting back his memory.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Well, what are we gonna do?
Well, in some way, we're gonna have to get to Yuki. We're going to have to keep reminding him of his past so that perhaps, all of a sudden, he'll start to remember it again, you see.
How are we going to do that? He's living in Mrs. Saxville's house right now. In fact, according to the newspaper, Mrs. Saxville has taken Yuki with her up to her summer home on that island in Lake Michigan.
That's right, Lake Michigan, on the Loswegiend Island. Mayor, have you got any suggestions, any ideas?
Yeah, I don't know. You thinking the same thing I'm thinking?
Yep, I think I am.
What are you two talking about?
Sparky?
Lad?
Yeah?
How would you like to go with the mayor and me on a little vacation up around Lake Michigan?
On a vacation at Lake Michigan?
Yes.
You mean to forget all about Yuki? Oh, I get it. We'll go up there and try to get to see Yuki and bring back his memory. Is that it?
Right.
Hey, great. Hey, that's fine. I'm all for a vacation on Lake Michigan. Yeah, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, kids, let's make off on another trip. This time we're going to Lake Michigan. I wonder where Loswegiend Island is on Lake Michigan. I'll have to get out one of Big John's World Atlas and look it up. Yeah, we should have a lot of fun on this trip. Especially if Big John and the mayor decide to stay up there for a little while after we find Yuki. But of course, first of all, we're going to have to get to Yuki and make him get his memory back. Well, I think I'll go pack my suitcases so I'll be ready to go. I'll see you later, kids. Up there in Lake Michigan where the cool breezes blow. So long.